This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Jordan Lavazzari. Tribal leaders are asking Congress to pass a set of bills that would protect designated cultural and sacred sites. The new legislation would also require input from tribes on any decisions on those lands. Included in the package are proposals to set aside nearly 400,000 acres in Arizona. Phoenix has reached a 13% increase in prices, making it one of the highest inflation rates in the country. That's according to the latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Andrew Segru is the Director of Economic Policy at the Arizona Center for Economic Progress. He says low-income families are more likely to experience financial strain.
But inflation hits low-income people harder because these things that they depend on, like gas and food and utilities and rent, comprise a larger share of their income than other folks.
Segru says programs like employment insurance, family tax credits, or other assistance programs have expired, which is a major reason low-income households are struggling with living expenses. Inflation is expected to lower as gas prices in Phoenix decrease. There are four candidates seeking two seats on the Arizona Corporation Commission, which regulates utilities. Monday on the debate stage, candidates shared how they'd approach the job as the state deals with climate change and a dwindling water supply. The two Republican candidates say Arizona doesn't need to create new jobs where power plants and other businesses are closing. The two Democratic candidates disagree, saying the commission needs to give financial aid to those affected by job loss. After years of bad news, new data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had some good news for Arizona drivers. Cronkite News reporter John Brown has the details from our Washington Bureau.
In Arizona, the numbers are trending down compared to national figures. Traffic deaths fell more than 31% in the first quarter compared to the same time last year. Alberto Gutierrez is the executive director of the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. He says he welcomes the good news for Arizona.
I am surprised, but I'm very happy surprised, and I'm glad that in Arizona we see a downward trend.
Gutierrez doesn't know the exact reason why traffic fatalities are down in Arizona, but he says it may be because more commuters are on the roads as people return to regular routines post-pandemic.
So there's a reasoning, and it could be that fact that we're more back to what we call normal traffic.
Arizona's latest statistics mark the fourth steepest percentage drop in the nation for traffic fatalities. The state trails behind the much smaller states of Rhode Island, North Dakota, and Montana. Experts say the increase in deaths nationally could come from more people on the roads post-pandemic. With more speeding and reckless driving, Russ Rader with the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety agrees.
We've seen traffic fatality declines continue in Europe and in Canada and in Australia, other advanced economies, but the United States has been an outlier.
The highway safety numbers continue to look good for Arizona, but experts say this is not the time to let your guard down. Reporting from Washington, John Brown, Cronkite News.
Flagstaff is getting $32 million for a rail rehabilitation project. It's part of a billion-dollar commitment to infrastructure laid out in the Inflation Reduction Act. The project is one of the first to receive funds from that piece of legislation. We had help today from Ryan Knappenberger, Annie Lavino, John Brown, and Haley Smilo. A big thank you to Athena Ankra, who produced our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Jordan Lavazzari.